Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Conversations with My Dog, with me, Marnie Jahangiri. This week, we have Hayden Squibb from Dogfest, which is a festival celebration of our very best friends. You can get advice from the industry experts, take part in a have-a-go activities, such as hay bale racing, dog diving, and dogstacle course. Shop fantastic dog products and watch phenomenal arena displays. And this is happening over three different weekends in September. 11th and 12th of September is Dogfest South at Knebworth House. 18th to the 19th September is Dogfest West at Cirencester Park. 25th to the 26th of September is Dogfest North at Tatton Park. Now, I can't wait to hear more. Namapaw, Hayden, and that was a mouthful.
You did so well. Thanks for having me on.
I did. Almost. I got it right. A siren sister. Fantastic. This is incredible. You know, I'm so happy to hear that these dog shows are taking place sort of almost lastminute.com, because I thought nothing was going to happen this year. Seriously, first in May, I was like, yes, I can't wait to do my dog events. Everyone's going to just leap out of their front door and go into a park and, you know, roll out their yoga mats and get involved. Nothing. June, nothing. July, nothing. Come August, I just about did one event. And to hear that you guys have been able to squeeze all these dates in, how did you manage that? And what's the process for you this year? How has it been for Dogfest?
It was lots of hard work, because obviously all of our events last year were postponed, which was heartbreaking. But we've managed to, you know, a lot of the venues we've used before, and we've used locations where we know we've got lots of wonderful dog owners. So we've gone into places where we know our Dogfest name is known, because we've been running for quite a few years now. So we've just picked locations and venues where we're known, what dates we could get. And yeah, we're running with it on all fours.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
On all fours. And how much time did you have to prepare for these dates?
Oh, so I came on board for the team in June, and it was already been, you know, well worked on. So I've been working on it for nearly 3 months. But yeah, so the team have been working on it hard since last year, really. There were furloughs, obviously, because if you can't run events, there's nothing to do, essentially. So as soon as we was allowed back in the office and starting to move things on, the team did. And when I came on board, we already had dates planned. Some of the marketing had begun. So quite a while, but I think it was just more of a fingers crossed September can happen kind of thing.
Absolutely. I mean, but still, things were held back because you just didn't know if something will turn, you know, within one day. Just all the festivals really suffered. The Goodwolf Festival, they postponed it to 2000. And what year do we have now? 22. And they postponed it for 2 years. So they didn't even want to take the chance at all.
It is risky.
It's incredible.
You don't know if the guidelines are going to change. If, you know, like what we had at Christmas, we got told, you know, 6 hours before going into a different tier. Things like that. So it is quite risky, but we're very happy with what we've got. As far as we know, everything is going to plan and we'll go ahead. And again, because we're outdoors, we are very lucky, because restrictions have been eased outdoors for longer than they have from indoor events. But we keep tabs on numbers. You know, we are running everything within guidelines and we keep an eye on them constantly. So, you know, hopefully nothing changes, but we are, you know, eyes on the prize at the moment.
And how many dogs are you expecting? I mean, humans, not dogs. It's just I just see the dogs.
Just, same. I literally cannot wait to get there to meet everybody's furry friends. It's usually around between 40 and 50,000 people per weekend.
My word. This really is one of the biggest. It is the biggest event, isn't it? I mean, compared to Crofts.
We say it's the ultimate. Yep. We say it's the ultimate dog's day out. So
I can't believe this. I mean, I heard of the Dog Fest in, what was that? 2015, when I was doing the London Excel show alongside actually Noel Fitzpatrick. And I heard of Dog Fest then, that Noel Fitzpatrick had a lot to do with Dog Fest, or there was a collaboration, or did he start it?
Yeah, he did previously. I'm not sure how much is involved anymore. But we have got wonderful celebs like Claire Balding coming down. Oh. Obviously, she's been around for ages because of, I mean, she does Crofts, the Olympics, she's been on our TV screen. So Claire Balding's coming down. We've got Callum Best. There's Matt Johnson and lots of other people in the bag, but nothing with Noel at the moment.
Oh, he's just always busy. We wanted to get him on the podcast and it's just virtually impossible, but...
Yes, he's just busy saving animals' lives.
That's how he is.
What a dream job.
Incredible. This is actually a question for later, but I do want to bring it in now because it's important to... Did you ever consider doing this online? Would this ever have been a possibility? I mean, did you ever, ever contemplate to how to go around a pandemic, you know, how to work this out?
With Dogfest, it wouldn't work online just because... You need to be there because we've got obviously the dogstical courses, the hay bale racing, there's the puppy academy, there's all sorts of bits going on and they're hands-on learning experiences. So we've got dog trainers that like, can teach you how to do the dogstical course. We've got, puppy socialization classes. You can't do them online because you want your dogs there. We also run the big dog walk, which is Big Dog Walk happens in, at the moment, it's 8 different locations around the UK. And that becomes part of Dog Fest. So there will be a big dog walk at Dog Fest. And we travel with that. And we made that a virtual event during the lockdown. And we had a virtual big dog walk around the world. And people all around the world teamed up, pledged a certain amount of miles. And you had to walk the circumference of the world, which I think is 21,000 miles. So we had people pledging, 2-mile walks or 15-mile walks or marathons with their dogs, and people raised money. And yeah, we basically walked the circumference of the world. I think we got round nearly twice.
What?
So that was online. So people just pledged their miles online. So that we virtually walked around the world together. But so that worked online. But sadly, yeah, Dogfest, you need to be there in person. In amongst
there.
All those wonderful four-legged friends.
No, and how wonderful, because we had also International
yes,
Dog Day
yes.
yesterday. Did you do anything special? Did you?
Sadly not. I was working all day.
Just working.
But I am going to pop home. So I've got two dogs that live with my parents and I'm going to go home and I'm going to smush them greatly, even more so than normal, to celebrate this weekend.
Yeah, and we really need to have a post celebration this year. I mean, for the Dog Fest, you should sort of have a little, not firework display, that would be wrong. But do you know what I mean? We need to have one big celebration, maybe just a champagne cork, just to remember our dogs, because it hasn't been embraced enough. You know how they've helped us in every way. I cannot imagine. I live on my own. I have Robbie. He's 9 years old, Maltese. He saved me. He really did. And I can't. It sounds really tragic, but I couldn't imagine my life without him. And
no, you won't believe the amount of stories we've heard similar to that. People on their own that have, their dogs got them through. It's really tough on your mental health this lockdown. I mean, I live with my partner. There's only so much you can talk about when you're locked down together. But at least with a dog, they're just unconditional, isn't it? It's a different a different feeling, I think, at times. They don't answer back either, do
it's
they?
Incredible. So. They don't answer back, but they do growl. And once in a while, they just look away. You know, you want to kiss them again and kiss them again. And they're like, nyeh. Okay, that's enough now. That's enough.
Oh, I've done
enough.
Guys,
you've done enough for today. That's too much. Yeah, but I coming to the event itself, so what can we look out for? So the dog diving, that tell me a little bit about this because it sounds amazing.
I can't wait to witness this in the flesh. So dog diving, it's encouraged for all dogs. Even if your dog is scared of water, the team there will help, you know, get your dog used to it. You know, they won't be chucking your dog off of there. Off of the
well, I was just thinking, I can't see that happening with Robbie. Oh,
they're really,
goodness.
Really good. So that lots of people go, oh, our dogs don't like water. But by the end of it, they're running and they're chasing their tennis ball into that pool of water. Some dogs are obviously just really confident with water. So the idea is that, you know, they run and they jump into the pool, catch their tennis ball, have a little swim. It's so cute. It's much fun to watch.
Is there a slide? Do they
there
actually
isn't.
Have
it's
a slide?
Like a higher platform and the dogs jump. It's a bit like having a mini diving board. So it's a higher platform and they jump from the platform into the water. So they throw the tennis ball. So the dog jumps for the tennis ball.
So how are they going to get Robbie in there? Because he hates water. I mean, how do they do that?
They're just very patient people. And it's their job. So they're very used to encouraging dogs. And if they're not interested, they won't force them in. If they are interested, by all means, you jump, you get that tennis ball and you have a little swim.
Oh my God, I can see these massive golden retrievers and labradors just going leaping through the air, splashing.
They seem to, those kinds of breeds tend to really enjoy the dog diving. But it does look, so yes, yeah, so it's just a high platform. I mean, not too high, obviously. And they just jump in, catch their ball, have a little swim. But yeah, the team there are brilliant with, you know, making sure that your dog's happy with what's happening.
Absolutely. And then we have Frisbees. Tell us a little bit.
Yes, yeah. Ultimate Frisbee. We've got a team coming in to do that as well. And there'll be some displays of their professional team doing Ultimate Frisbee. And then your dog can join in. So it's a bit like, you know, fly a ball where you'd run and catch a ball. You just jump, you catch your Frisbee.
And again,
just great fun for your dog, just more exercise and activities.
They can do that with every dog. They can actually train every dog to catch a Frisbee.
They'll give it a go.
They
will definitely give it a go.
I need to try that with Robbie. I just don't see Robbie. I don't know. He's a bit difficult. He's so attached to me. He follows me everywhere. And I don't know if he just doesn't get involved with other dogs at the moment. And that's why I would like to come to the festival, just to break off our relationship for a while and just let him.
There's going to be thousands of dogs there. And obviously there's the big dog walk that you can get involved with. So then you can meet up with people and take your dogs out on a nice little stroll around the parks. So it's quite a nice way to meet people. But with all the classes, so we've got a fun dog show as well. So there's lots of opportunities for you to mingle and meet dogs as well. So it's, I mean, my favourite thing is dog meetups. I think they're watching dogs make friends is just the cutest thing. And so many dogs make friends there, which is amazing.
Oh, amazing. Do we have any doggy dating by any chance? Is there any doggy dating section? Not yet.
I think this needs to be a thing, doesn't it? I think we need to bring in doggy dating.
We need to do a lot of things. But and the other one is, oh yeah, Doxicle. We have Doxicle.
Yes.
Yeah, what's that?
So the Doxicle course is a range of different like tasks for your dog to do. And they can, you know, hay bales and in and out of agility bits and bobs and just... It's just ways for your dog to find new things to do for fun. Most people won't have an obstacle course set up in their garden. So when you see them do the obstacle courses on the army and you've got the rope that you crawl under, there's bits like that. So you and your dog can get involved. It's just different activities that you probably don't have space to do in your garden or over the park. But it's just different ways to challenge your dog. You know, they might be really good at obstacle courses and then you end up with them taking them down to Crofts the following year. I don't know. But it sounds really good fun. We've seen some brilliant photos of dogs because obviously I've not been on site yet. Some great photos of dogs crawling under the netting and stuff like they do in the army. It looks amazing.
Wow. Again, I can't imagine Robbie being part of this. Just, I'm going to have to try all this.
So cute. So cute.
Gosh, you know, all we've been doing is doga. That's all we're doing. Yeah, I definitely want to try everything. I mean, he's 9 now, so I don't know how much he will. Do older dogs get something out of these things? I mean,
100%. We see dogs from tiny puppies right through till, you know, 10, 12, 14. It's just about being sociable and, in, you know, enjoying your day out and rewarding your dog. Our dogs have, like we said earlier, have really meant so much more to us over the past year, 18 months. And we just think it's a nice way to reward your dog. If they're not interested in, you know, the dogsicle course or hay bale racing and things like that, there is the Fun Dog Show where they can be rewarded for being, you know, just totally cute, having the waggiest tail, like quite wholesome things with that, which is, yeah, super cute. Or you can just wander around. There's lots of exhibitors. We've got our partners and our sponsors that have got big stalls. We've got the Hound Hangout where you can meet dogs of Instagram. So we've got lots of famous doggy faces coming down that you can meet up with. We're going to be holding
breeds. Any names you can reveal? Any names you can reveal?
Not yet. They're all top secret until we reveal our timetable.
You can reveal the celebrities, but not the dog celebrities. That's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's
fantastic. Dogs are obviously our main priority, though. Our celebrities have been announced, but we've got our dogs of Instagram, and yeah, you can meet up with them. We're just working on our timetables, and you can see meet and greet with the celebrities. So there's lots of things you can do. Plenty of shopping, obviously, as well. Some great independent brands coming down, where you can, if your dog just likes to wander and hang out in the park space, then that's fine as well. There's no pressure to join in any of the bits and bobs we've got going on. It's
absolutely. And the other one, hay bale racing. Can you explain that again? I'm Swiss. Hay bale racing.
So the hay bales are bales of hay. So like hay that the farmers have. And they're sort of in rectangles and they're in a long line. And it's a bit like the hurdle. So your dog jumps the hay bales.
What? Like a horse?
Yep. Yep. So they run, they jump.
No, I have to try this.
There's brilliant photos of dogs jumping hay bales. It's amazing. And you see the tiniest dogs doing it. I don't know how they get the air and how they can jump that high. But the hay bale racing is always a really good one. It goes down really well with our guests.
I think I'm going to try that one, you know.
Robbie would love it. Get him involved.
Get him up there because he does. He jumps. He jumps for his treats. I mean, I'm surprised how high he can really jump. He can jump as high as a cat. It's incredible how high they can, you know, from the floor to the kitchen table.
He would be perfect for, the hay bale racing.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Mum's the Word, a brand new parenting podcast with me, Ashley James. Pregnancy, piles, and all the other problems that come with parenting, I'm not going to be sugarcoating anything. It's all about truths, taboos, and of course, celebrating the amazing highs too. Each week, I'll be talking about the journey of being a mum. For me, it's my first time, so I'll have some celebs and experts and you guys to help join me and hopefully figure out what on earth I'm meant to be doing. It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our very own little club. Hit follow now so you don't miss an episode. Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast with me, Ashley James, coming soon. It's the best parenting podcast out there.
We really need to celebrate these dogs. We need to make a bigger thing about it this year. It deserves more respect.
This is exactly why we thought bringing Dogfest back this year was perfect, because your dogs do deserve to be rewarded. They don't realise how much we've relied on them over the past 18 months. So, yeah, I think Dogfest is a perfect way to show them, you know, let's go out, let's have great fun, and you can meet other pooches.
It's perfect. Now, the highlight, Puppy Academy.
Yes.
Puppy Academy, I love it. It's not, you remember Fame Academy? We had the Fame Academy. I mean, there should be a series, like a six-part series in Puppy Academy. I'm sure. I'm just giving it away to producers. It has to. There has to be a Puppy Academy. What can we expect?
So the Puppy Academy is run by Adam Femi, and he's a dog behaviorist and trainer. And you can basically learn all about all things puppy. There'll be two live demonstrations. There'll be one at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And they teach you how to communicate with your puppy, how to enrich your puppy's day. So you give your puppy some structure during their day, how you can enrich them, how to, you know, train out potentially unwanted behavior, and just how to make, you know, most of your time together. Then when Adam's not hosting the live demonstrations, there's going to be a chill out zone. There's like a recall alley, which you'll get a certificate if you complete it. So just seeing how well your dog recalls to its name. There's an exploration area. So it's lots of things to be hands-on and learn how to make the most of yours and your puppy's relationships, how to train them. I mean, if I get lost on the day, you'll definitely find me in the Puppy Academy.
Yes, I was just thinking, I think the whole world will go there, especially the chill out section. That will be amazing. But, you know, yesterday I was teaching a doga class, my first in a very long time. So Robbie's aged a bit and he's always been bossy. But this time there was a 4-month-old puppy in the session and it was outdoors. So it was really quite distracting. But that puppy could not sit still. It was so excited. We were about 4 dogs in total. And finally, at the end, when it came to relaxation, the parents, fur mummy, not that she's got fur, but you know what I mean, mummy, yep, was lying down. I'm trying to get everybody into relaxation. I'm lying down and the puppies are still running around. And Robbie goes, row, 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 row. But really tells them off and says, this is your chill out time. You need to lie down now. You do understand this is a doga session. Your mother paid for this. She's really working hard. I mean, it was just amazing how my dog knew that that was his session and that you have to respect that quality time of relaxation. And guess what? They listened and they became really quiet. I cannot believe how older dogs can train younger dogs. And I think that would be also something to explore maybe as well, how, you know, what can they learn from older dogs? It's not all about the puppies. What about the elder dogs, you know, that they need to gain their respect and everything. So it was just hilarious. I mean, adorable little puppy was biting my nose during Trikonasana and forward bends and licking my face. And I don't know if it ever benefited from doga. I don't know. But it was just the most amazing experience having a puppy around. And then at the end being told off and it got really quiet and he sat next to mummy and literally shut up for the first time.
Just love that Robbie took control. He was like, no, guys, this is your time to have a chill out, have a nap, make the most of it.
Absolutely. He could run the Doggy Academy. He could run the
dog. Oh my God.
It's so funny. He's just telling them all off. By the way, are we going to expect a lot of, I hate the word, some owners find it offensive if I say lockdown puppies, but there is a whole generation of...
Yes. Rumour has it there's been quite a lot of those appearing during lockdown. But yes, so the Puppy Academy is tailored for people with new puppies, which obviously will, a lot of those will be lockdown puppies. I think separation anxiety will definitely be something that will be spoken about, and Adam will be on hand for if you've, people have got any questions for him to talk about, because yeah, I think lots of dogs won't be ready for their owners to go back into the office because they're so used to them being around all the time. But if you have got questions based around things like that, then Adam will be there to do questions around his classes and stuff. He's brilliant with things like
that. Certainly that will be one of the biggest, that will be the highlight of all the questions. How do I get back to work? You know, I mean, most people are taking their dogs now to work. You see them on the London Underground, people just take their dog to work. End of. No, you know, they just take them. So that's it. So getting involved in Dogfest personally, Hayden, how come you got involved? What do dogs mean to you? Why?
Oh gosh, I always say the more people I meet, the more I like dogs. I've got two Staffordshire Bull Terriers. They're 9 years old now. They're sisters, and I can't imagine my life without them. I was brought up around dogs. When I was born, we had a 7-year-old Staffy. We've then had another two. We had a mum and a puppy in between that, and we've got these two now. Like, I genuinely can't imagine my life not being a fur sibling. I get birthday cards. I'm an only child, but I get birthday cards with dogs on to my sister from my dogs. Like, they're fully part of our family. When my partner and I move out of the flat that we're currently in, we're going to try and rescue a Staffy, because that's what we used to. Because we don't have our own garden at the moment, so we didn't feel like it was fair. And we didn't know what would happen after lockdown. And we was a bit, you know, we'd like them to have their own garden to run around in. Our balcony is not big enough for a Staffy. But yeah, I can't imagine my life without dogs. I know all the dogs that live in our block of flats. I know most of the dogs that visit the park near us. I've got T-shirts and badges that just say, "Can I pet your dog?" Because I'm that crazy dog lady. 100% that crazy dog lady. If I win the lottery, I'd like to own my own dog rescue. So dogs are a huge, huge part of my life. So coming on board and working with Dogfest, we had to do the big dog walk. It's just a dream job. I get to look at photographs of dogs all day. When we work on our social media, we get wonderful photos sent in by people that have been to Dogfest before. And it's just, yeah, it's the dream. And I can't wait to be on site and just be surrounded by dogs. I can't promise I won't cry about it, because I think it's going to be overwhelmingly amazing. But yeah, dogs are my favourite thing.
So you need to try doga at some point, you know. Yeah.
Do.
I mean, you know, don't worry about the yoga. It is human yoga, but it's...
Yeah, I'm not great at yoga, but I like dogs, so why
exactly.
not?
Exactly.
We'll
and we'll definitely give it a go. So what can we expect... Maybe for the future with Dogfest, are there new dates already lined up for next year? Are you allowed to talk about anything?
We have plans for next year. There will definitely be 3, potentially 4 Dogfests next year. And I do believe dates will be launched either December or January time for the start of next year. I'm not aware of what the dates are or the locations just yet. But there will definitely be at least 3 dog fests next year, and there will be at least 6 to 8 big dog walks. So yeah, there's lots of stuff going on. We have the Super Dog Awards towards the end of this year, which is something else we work on, which, yes, of course. So throughout July, you could nominate your dog as Super Dog of the Year, and we had different categories. So we had companions, which, you know, Robbie would have been nominated for, and my dogs is just, you know, the most wholesome companions you could hope for. Then we had the teams, campaigners, then, you know, actual super dogs that have saved people from burning buildings, or you know, we've got wonderful rescue dogs that have come from abroad and they've been rescued and they've been shot and gone through terrible abuse. So there was, yeah, I think 6 or 7 different categories. and you could nominate your dog for, you know, one or more categories. And now we're in the voting section where people get you to vote for their dogs. And then October, where there's some judging. And then there's an award ceremony in November, and we will be naming dogs
of
the year.
It's live. Superdog. It's a live event. Oh,
it will be
wonderful.
Live. It's a live event, hopefully in person.
Pause
fingers crossed. So, yeah, that will be, that's amazing. So we've got that towards the end of this year. So we've got lots of stuff in the pipeline.
Absolutely. And, you know, coming from marketing and your background, do you believe that London may become completely dog friendly? You know, do you think there's a huge space for the pet industry to flourish? I mean, I'm thinking about the first dog yoga studio in London. That is in my, yeah.
Oh my God, do it.
And you can,
there's so many people, like so many people with dogs in London, so many. And I can't see why places wouldn't be more dog friendly. I've noticed since having my dogs now, how many more places you notice dogs, like the cafe down the road, or, you know, the coffee shop or the pub. I seem to notice more and more dogs in and around these sorts of areas. So I can't see why, if some can be dog friendly, why not everywhere can be dog friendly.
Exactly. We just need to change the rules with the health and safety aspect. It's still a bit of a problem with Sainsbury's, unfortunately. That's still, you know, and I always say if the dog is in a bag or in a, you know, in a pram, it shouldn't be a problem, you know, these kind of things. I don't see why. And in other countries they can go in, and restaurants allow dogs in, and as long as they're well behaved and everything. But it's changing here a lot. It really is. I mean, we're doing a doga event at Samsung, a massive doga event at the new Samsung store in King's Cross. So that's become a massive 3D store, has become dog friendly, and they want the dogs in there, and they want people to come and browse with their dogs and everything. So this is all changing now, you know. But this is amazing. Just for the very last point, I mean, we have a little surprise, I think, for our listeners today. Anyone who's listening into Conversations with My Dog, there is a little surprise from Dogfest. Would you like to elaborate, Hayden?
Yes. So for having us as your guests today, we'd like to offer everybody that listens a 10% discount off their tickets. So if you want to come along, bring your dog to Dogfest at either Nebworth House, Cirencester Park, or Tatton Park. If you use the code CWMD10, you get 10% off your tickets, and you go on your on the website. It's dog-fest.co.uk. Go into book tickets. You can enter the code and it will give you 10% off.
That is amazing. For anyone who didn't write that down, it goes Conversations with My Dog, CWMD10. Just for those who couldn't get a pen and write that down. All right. Well, this is fantastic. Hayden, I am so looking forward to seeing you. I definitely will come to the Nebworth House on the 11th and the 12th. I can't wait. I'm so excited about this because I think there's so much I need to do with Robbie, and I want to give him something back. And you've really inspired me, and I hope you've inspired all our listeners to, we need to do more with our dogs. We really need to celebrate our time. And now that we're out of lockdown, we can do so many things together and really just give them a bit of variety, a bit of change, you know, in structure as well. And Dogfest just sounds amazing. Thank you so much, Hayden, for all your time, and I wish you all the best, you know, any last minute adjustments and things, and I hope it goes splendid, completely, you know, fantastic. And I hope to see you around. I hope to see you around. Maybe,
yes, I will be 100%. I'm at the events. I cannot wait. Oh my God, hiding in the puppy section, just cradling people's dogs. But yeah, I will 100% be there. It'd be great to meet up in person, and I would love to meet Robbie. It'd be great to see you there. And obviously any of your listeners that want to come down, please use the code, please come and join us. And just, you know, the ultimate dog day out.
Let's
Why
just
not?
Hope it doesn't rain cats and dogs. I doubt it. I think we're going to have an Indian summer, so it's fine.
Fingers crossed. Although 1 year, 2019, Tatton Park was a complete washout and it was our busiest ever weekend. People weren't put off by the rain. You just put your wellies on, get your waterproof, get your little doggy coat out. It'll be fine. There's lots of cover.
Brilliant.
It'll be fine.
Oh, definitely. We're coming. Thank you so much, Hayden. And
thank you for
having
us. Thank you so
namaste.
Much.
Namapaw.
Namapaw.
And see you soon.
Yes. See you in Nebworth.
Thanks for listening to Conversations with My Dog. Make sure to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. Follow us on Instagram at Conversations with My Dog to keep up to date with all of our latest news. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please, please leave us a review and a 5-star rating. It helps others to find us. And talking of spreading the news, please tell another person about the podcast and help us reach more people. We'll be back with another episode, same time, same place, next week. Namapaw.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.